Happy Wednesday and early Merry Christmas to everyone that tunes in, watches, or listens to the Service Business Mastery Podcast. Today we are talking, and it's a great time to talk about it. It'll be 2022, everyone's trying to plan and put their goals into place and get their marketing systems set up. We are talking with David Hoffman, who works at Service Titan. He was the product manager who brought about he was in charge of the Service Titan Marketing Pro platform, which, if you are not on Service Titan, is an email marketing and now also a direct mail solution, which helps automate some of your customer interaction, including follow-ups and things of that nature. So, Tersh, you have Marketing Pro, don't you?
Yep, we do.
Okay, do you want to speak really a little bit about that before we bring him on?
Yeah, absolutely. So my thought with Marketing Pro is the automation factor of it. And you and I mean, even just a few seconds ago, we were talking about this. Ari Mizell, he's like a mentor of mine. I was fortunate enough to meet him in person a couple of years back. And he wrote a book called Replaceable Founder, and it talks about automation and taking yourself out of the daily grind and the firefighting type of thing. And one of the things I really like about Marketing Pro is the fact that it's got some, I'm sure there's a technical term and David can correct me on this, but it's more like a, if this, then that type scenario. So like if this, invoice is still open, or if they didn't open or close a estimate, then, and they're over 90 days old or under 90 days old, then it can send out an email sequence to them. And it's really cool. Once you build that email sequence, you literally can set it and forget it almost. And I have some that I'll go back and they'll reply to it. And in the marketing campaign, it tells me where they actually replied and what email campaign they replied to. And it was one that I had set up, you know, last year, and I completely forgotten about it actually. And so it was really cool to have almost Service Titan drumming up a little bit of extra work for us too, off of stuff that that I had forgotten that we had set up. But, and that honestly, if you can set up automation that does that kind of stuff, that's, you know, that's the name of the game. Just replace me.
Yeah, well, and think about it. I mean, we've all seen the statistics through our years of the number of touch points before a sale is made. And it's no different with the in-home sales, unless it's 100 degrees outside, right? 100 degrees, yeah. They're going to make a decision today. But right. when it's milder, and those shoppers that do a little more research, you need to stay in front of them. And a lot of times the human part of that is, oh, when did I follow up with them last? I don't want to follow up with them too quickly. You just set it up to a point where it's like, here, this is the sequence based on what we think is best for educational purposes and staying in front of them. And you can do it in a non-salesy way. And so David's going to jump into that. We're going to talk about marketing automation just in general, kind of where he thinks the market's going, especially for the trades versus, you know, maybe some things that can bridge some of the e-commerce things to the trades industries where we have some gaps. So
I'm excited.
Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for valuable business advice to reach that seven-figure revenue mark? Do you want actionable tips to properly navigate through every business challenge you encounter along the way? Let Tersh Blissett and Josh Crouch be your guide in getting you to the top here at Service Business Mastery. Tune in as they sit down with world-renowned authors in business, leadership, and personal growth who share valuable insights about management, marketing, pricing, human resources, and so much more. Let their nuggets of wisdom gold guide you in owning a thriving, profitable, and ever-growing business. Here are your hosts, Tersh and Josh.
Hey, welcome to the show, David.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So for those who don't know who you are, a little bit about your background, would you mind sharing who you are, where you came from, what makes you an expert in this realm of things?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, my background is pretty deep into software. Before I even got into product management, I was a software engineer for about 10 years, long time, been doing software for a very long time. both on technical and product side. Before ServiceTitan, I was in the e-commerce space. I worked for a company that did marketing automation for e-commerce companies, some pretty big brands like Figs, Target. And, I joined ServiceTitan to help launch Marketing Pro and bring some of that expertise from the e-commerce space, some of the things they're doing into the local services. And so that's how I got to, ServiceTitan and Marketing Pro, and definitely excited to be here. Love this space, by the way.
Yeah, I do too. Personally,
it's a space once you get into or you fall into it, you love the people you work with, and you kind of just stick around. Like it's hard to leave. I fell in the same way. I had no intentions of being in this home service space, but here we are, and 10 years later.
It's really the best, like the customers that I'm working with, they care so much more about their business. I feel like just the fact that there's a social media sort of, groups out there.
Oh yeah.
Like, I can't think of other businesses that are really like that. Like the,
oh really?
They're very passionate.
Very passionate. The line between, personal and business, there is no line. It's all there, and I love it. I just love that aspect of it. And the customers.
That is really cool. What would you say? What would you say is the biggest thing? Well, I don't know. This is a loaded question a little bit. What would you say the biggest difference between e-commerce is and the home service industry before you got in? And what would you say is one thing is that you see now that has come from e-commerce that's over in the home service side of things?
Yeah. The biggest difference is the level of tooling and sophistication on the software side. Like e-commerce, even say a brand like Target, right? They're a retail brand, they have stores everywhere, but they embrace technology, I think, in a different way than the home services have, until sort of recently.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And I think the thing that I want to bring, and the changing part of home services, is really that embracing of software and automation. It's no longer like this ancillary thing that you do sort of, just because everyone else is doing it. It's really a core part of your business now, or that's the way it's going. And I think those companies like that are the big e-com companies, that's who they are. Like, that's their business. It's both technology and, say, retail or fashion or something like that.
I love how you brought in Target there, because it's very easy for me to picture when I think e-commerce, like just a site like Amazon. It's mm-hmm. very e-commerce driven. And then when it comes to social or to the service, customer service side of things, it's easy for me to say, well, they're an e-commerce store. They don't have to interact with the client a whole lot. They figured out the automation side of as soon as it's sold and it goes to shipping and all that stuff. But then you brought up Target and the fact that they still have, locations, they have brick and mortar. So they're similar to us in the service industry. They still have to perform for the client, right? And so I feel like there's a lot that can be taken from that. I love to think outside of our industry whenever it comes to how we can improve our business and how we can improve processes and within my business, Service Emperor. It's one of those things where I'm like, I don't want to do exactly what the other AC and plumbing company, electrical company down the street is doing. I want to do something that's outside of our industry. And it's amazing to think about something like Target heck, Sears, they just like the Sears book. We always had that every Christmas. Right. It was like my parents would hand it to me.
I remember doing that and make my, that was how I made my Christmas list.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What page and item number. And then we gave it to our parents and stuff. And now they're gone, and it's that's what I feel like the home service industry is going to be very similar. You're going to have some of these mom and pop shops that are going to stay forever. But in the long run of things, we really need to we have to update with the times and see what everybody else is expecting out of us as I mean, they don't know most often. They don't understand that we're not the same as Amazon, but they still expect the same treatment as a Target or something e-commerce related like that.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely do. You know, like we do a lot of you can see my data hat in the background. We do a lot of analysis and studies here. And we did a survey of homeowners. And the differences in consumer preference between older homeowners and the millennials is pretty astounding. You know, the older homeowners, I'm looking off to the side because I'm going to pull up the data right now.
Oh, you're good.
It was something like, I think it's about 90% of people 65, 90 or 95% of those 65 and older preferred to get on the phone. But if you looked at the millennials, you know, 34 and younger, it was 50%. That's how they preferred to book a job. And
online.
The other 50% was online using, you know, some sort of web scheduler, Google, Yelp, text messaging, like all these different channels. And yeah, I read an article too recently that the majority of all home buyers now are in that younger group. Yep. So if you can't forget about phones, obviously. Phones are
obviously
really, really, really important. But things are changing. And as the demographics skew younger, you're going to have to keep up with that and have those digital interactions.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because just the other day, my wife was out of town and it was me and all the kids at the house. And she was like, just order pizza from Pizza Hut. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. And then I was thinking to myself, man, I don't want to call Pizza Hut. I don't want to deal with that nonsense. Like, I'm going to have to go through a call tree, and then I'm going to have to deal with some punk that doesn't really want to take my order. And I was like, you know what? Screw this. And not only that, what the craziest thing, and this is really one of my pet peeves, and I think it's partially because of being a business owner, they don't offer me all the options available. They're just going to give me whatever they remember and just leave it at that. And then I get online and I order the pizza from
you
pizza.
See this huge menu.
Oh, it's a massive menu. And then like I get this crazy family box that we've never had before because it's and so it's like
that's right.
My kid, I walk out of Pizza Hut and my kids are like, what in the hell is in your hand? Like this thing is like three times the size of a pizza. I was like,
and honestly,
I know, right?
I bet you spent more money because you shopped online than you would have done just over the phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cause they would have told me the special like $2 for $10 or something like that. And I wound up spending like $50 or $60. And the thing about it is, I mean, sure, we ate it and we enjoyed it, but like I just like the ability of being able to go online and do it. Now keep in mind that I've also had bad experiences. We were out of town and had Uber Eats, and then we waited 45 minutes for them to tell me that the store was actually closed. And it was like, oh, this is horrible. If we would have just called, we would have known that they were closed. So it's a catch 22, depending on how well you are doing it when it comes to the online e-commerce side of things, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. One new feature we're launching is the web scheduler. It's in beta right now, but it should be rolling out. I'm not sure if
this is different. This is different than the old web scheduler.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is a lot different. it's mobile friendly. It hooks into your actual schedule. It uses, you know, for those of you not on ServiceTitan, and uses some advanced scheduling functionality that we have. So when you display times, when you see a time on the web scheduler, just like our GLSA integration, these are like actual real times, time slots that are available. And, you know, that's the expectation of consumers now, right? Like, I've never called Instacart in my entire life.
Right.
And I do expect my Instacarts to show up in the time window they gave me.
Yep.
And it should be that way for the trades too. You know, like software should deliver that for you. And we're working pretty hard to get that out. And, you know, soon we're going to go straight to the dispatch board from the web scheduler.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That, now, currently, we can do that with our LSA, correct? Or does it? It goes to the booking page.
It goes to the booking page, okay, and it puts in all the details, and you got to click book. But this is the experience people are expecting, and you know, we having that end-to-end automation and having it go straight to the dispatch board, and then using you know, some of our other more advanced features to reshuffle the board the right way. That gets you that end-to-end that Instacart type experience for the homeowner, which is, I think, what people, you know, in my, I guess, younger than me, the millennials are looking for.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that. Well, I think if you think about it, people want guaranteed appointments because they don't, the old days of the cable company, we're going to be there between 8 and 5 and they show up at 4:30 and you got to be home all day. You know, it's stuff like that where even cable companies have figured out they got the little, like the guys on the similar Service Titan and other softwares. They got the guy that's on the way, you know, exactly when they're going to be at your house, which is, I mean, think about it from a perspective, like, oh, I'm going to go run an errand. I got to go pick up my kid. I got to go run my dog here or whatever. You know exactly when someone's going to be back to your house. So you can still live your life, and that convenience people will pay for that service experience instead of, well, we'll call you when we're on the way, but it's going to be in this 4 hour or 8 hour window.
We use that a lot in our, whenever we're first talking with a client, whenever we first schedule a call, like, hey, look, you're going to get a notification in your email. Click on that, or your text messaging, click on that link, and you can follow the technician as if, you know, similar to like a Uber or Lyft type scenario. And they're like, oh, wow, really? We can do that kind of thing? But yeah. So if we're 45 minutes away and you need to run up to the corner store real fast, you can see us right there. You know right where we are. You're tracking us constantly. And people love that feature alone.
Yeah. And the cool thing about technology and web schedulers in general is, you know, they don't get sick. A web scheduler they can't put you on hold, right?
Yep. Like, they work 24/7.
How many jobs do you potentially lose because somebody got put on hold and they got frustrated and went somewhere else? You know,
that's
like
a good point.
These things are essential now.
Yeah, and I can add to that because I, being on the marketing side, we use CallRail, and for Service Titan customers, we'll connect CallRail to Service Titan, right? Just so we can help them out, because a lot of companies, it isn't necessarily any more leads, it's the operational side. But there's a lot of companies where the phone rings for like 30, 40 seconds before like a voicemail clicks over, and the voicemail doesn't have anything about, hey, sorry for the inconvenience of making you wait. Please go to our online booking, book your appointment at your convenience. Otherwise, leave a message and then we'll call you back, type of thing. And a lot of times the call ends as soon as voicemail picks up, like almost, I would say it's probably 80 to 90% of the time, because people just don't leave voicemails anymore. Mm-hmm. And having something, maybe even when you, like you have your guys' Service Titan automated thing where it says this call may be recorded, even having something in that initial, like before it actually goes to a CSR, if you'd prefer to book online, go here, which you could drive them back to your website, which for marketing guys like me is always a win. It's just, there's other things that can be done to use the technology to make the service experience better, make your customers happier, and honestly drive your ticket up, because they'll pay for it. We pay for convenience.
Yeah. I was booking something and I was looking through the GLSA and I skipped the ones where I had to call.
Straight to the ones that you could book online.
Because it's just easier, right? Like, I don't want to pick up.
You just wanted to see how it worked.
I know how it works. That was a product that I developed, or, you know, my team developed here. But I kind of do that for everything, to be honest. It's just so much faster. If I want to get 3 quotes for something, I can schedule 3 pretty quick.
Yeah.
Using people who have online schedulers, it's just easier.
Yeah. Instead of making 3 phone calls and then, you know, we all know, even though no one would admit to it, there's a lot of companies that still don't answer their phone very well. And so being able to book and make that convenient, or having the text to chat type stuff like Podium. Yep. And I'm sure you guys have, you know, something coming with that too.
We just launched
the convenience. People want to text and move on with their life, and they'll wait for a response. They don't want to sit there on your website with a live chat person per se and sit there for 15 minutes while you're going back and forth, and just, you know, send me a text when you're ready, and yeah. I'll just move on with my life in the meantime. So
tell me about the one that you, the feature you just came out with, or you're coming out with here soon, with the text-to-chat.
Text-to-chat, it's a widget that sits on your website, and okay. they put in their name, phone number, and a message, and it'll just kick off the chat with the CSRs on your okay. chat screen.
Now that's, and that goes to a text message to them, or does it stay yeah. on their website?
No, it goes to a text message to them.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, like
which
that.
Is nice, because then they're not just sitting on your website, right? Like waiting yeah. for a response, they can kind of move on.
Yeah, if they bounce that's off great. The website for some reason, then you've just lost that interaction. Yeah. That's the tough part about strictly, you know, web chat type features.
Well, and then so I like that it goes into that the section where you guys can do the chats, because then you can always rehash that too. Like if they never answered you, keep following up until they give you a like stop. Contexting me.
Right. Right. Yeah. Text is really important. And people see it in their phones, and they will, right? Like if they started that chat, the odds are that they're not going to just ghost you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's 100% fact. Now, what do we have to in order to have that feature? Is that marketing
it's in beta right now. It's in beta. Marketing Pro. That's just core features.
Okay, so that'll be a part for anyone that has Service Titan. They can get the text to chat thing set up,
and the new web scheduler.
Okay,
yeah, we can talk about Marketing Pro now, though.
Yeah, I know we talked about everything else, but this is all really cool stuff. Like we're looking into 2022. This is the future here, because I mean, we talked about Target, and the one thing we didn't talk about is they took the. So the online shopping experience, and a lot of places do this now, even small grocery stores, they take the online shopping experience and pair it with the in-person experience where they have all the stuff kind of sitting at the front of the store. You just come pick it up and just creating a different level of service experience, because that's what people want. And I think a lot of times as contractors, and we just do things the way we've always done them, because that's just the way they've been done.
Right. Right.
The way it is. It's just
the way it is. Right. And the problem is the rest of the world, especially even pre-pandemic, and especially the last 2 years, has changed dramatically. And it's just one of those things that if we don't move with the times, the companies that do, all the millennials buying up the homes of the, you know, I hate to say it, the older generation that's moving out, maybe moving to like those senior living condos and stuff like that, where you're probably not going to need to service them as much. All those houses are going to be bought up by younger people, and you got to make sure you're ready for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Not to get too tech nerd, but Mark Andreessen, pretty famous VC, wrote that article 10 years ago, How Software is Eating the World. And it's really how this, you know, sort of transformational, you know, moment where software is becoming integral to everyone's business. And you think about sort of all the examples, like how Netflix is really an entertainment company, but they're also a software company.
Yeah.
And I really think the trades too, you know, you got to be kind of a software company at the same time and deliver that sort of digital experience.
Oh, that's 100% correct. I mean, that's like we have one of our televisions in our house is a smart television, and it was so annoying that I couldn't get Netflix on. I bought one of the screencast things, and then it was like, but Netflix is, they're just like, oh, you want Netflix? Let's put it over here. Like it just pops up. They know how, like they can sense that I want it on this television. So they made it a lot easier than HBO Max, which is impossible to get the stream anywhere.
I agree, man. I had to like buy a new TV to be able to get the option for that.
What is it with that?
I don't know. And they just, it's like they don't want you. They want you to pay for it, but they don't want you to use it. But yeah, no, it's, and to think that, like you said, they provide, used to back in the day, it was like, okay, well, we're going to get you some DVDs and then you figure it out the rest of the way. And now it's like, okay, we're going to figure it out the whole experience for you. Yep. And that's where we need to be focusing, and that's where we need to be working towards.
Absolutely.
So David, we'll jump back in now. We're what, 20 minutes in, we haven't really talked about Marketing Pro and maybe this is, it's Marketing Pro related and also like email marketing related. So customers that are really using it well, I'm sure you hear feedback a lot. what are they doing? Even for, if you like, let's say they're not on ServiceTitan and we have other listeners on, you know, different software, what are they doing that has been so effective for their business and they just think is game changing for them?
Yeah, I mean, we can go, I'm going to take a step back and go sort of the origin story of Marketing Pro, okay. Just to tell you why we even developed it. You know, say you had a list of members that you wanted to follow up with for whatever reason. The old way to doing it would be to get a report, download the report, put in a spreadsheet, do whatever filtering you needed to do, upload the filtered sheet into MailChimp, run your campaign one time, download the results, match that back with the revenue numbers, and see how effective your campaign is. That's a lot of steps. That's a lot of work to run. The key thing here, which is personalized, targeted email marketing. That's how you should be doing it. Like, that's how, you know, e-commerce and everyone else is doing it. They're looking at what's your situation, what do you need right now, and they're sending a message that matches that. The whole thing about right message, right time.
Yeah.
And so that's what we try to do with Marketing Pro. So the back to your question, those companies that are doing really well on Marketing Pro, that's exactly what they're doing. They're building the audiences that are very specific. They're using templates that have specific messaging, say like following up on an estimate or renewing an expiring membership. And then they're automating those so they don't have to think about it all the time, so that those messages go out at the right time, say like a week or two before a membership expires. And that's how they're being successful. And because I love data, I'll tell you, those customers that are switching to Marketing Pro, they're gaining on media. And this isn't even, you know, those who are using it well, 356 jobs per year.
Okay. Wow. And that
before and after.
Yeah.
So with, what was I going to ask? Oh man.
So
data and I went blank.
Yeah, no, I can ask more questions until we're blue in the face here. So whenever we're signing up for Marketing Pro or we're doing anything Marketing Pro wise, my guess, so the problem that I have, and I've seen Sarah's on here too, and she's a marketing whiz, and she could probably, like, she'd probably laugh at this question, because I'm not the creator of content. Like, I'm not a great content creator. We put out a ton of content, but I'm not a great creator of it. How do I know what's good and what's bad whenever it comes? I mean, because you have templates built into Marketing Pro, but I mean, leave it to me. I can still screw that up. I can make a bad template. I mean, I can make a great template look bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how do I know where to go with that?
I would say don't overthink it. Sarah's actually on my team and she leads the content creation.
Yeah.
So you could also just blame her. No, I'm kidding. Sarah's fantastic. We have a couple of tools built in to try to help you not mess up your subject lines, which is one of the
those are nice things. Yeah.
There's no quicker way to mess up to go to spam than to put some janky stuff in your subject lines. So we try to protect you there. I like the comment there, be authentic. I think being authentic is great. And just, you know, what would you say to that person in the situation that you're trying to message them? Say,
that's a good point.
You know, just think about it that way and just put that in the email. A lot of the times, like, you try to get too cute and you overthink it. And maybe my personality is just be straightforward and just get it out there. And the numbers will show. And if it's not working, switch it up.
You know, that's me all day long. I'm like, oh, I need something that's real cutesy and artsy. And it's like, I could sit here for 2 hours.
You overthink it.
Oh yeah. Way overthink it. But one thing I did learn is I'm an excitable type person. And I think that things are really exciting. And so I'll use exclamation points. And one of the things that was like, you want to go to the spam folder? Use exclamation points. I was like, really? I always use these
all
things.
Caps and exclamation points.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. I had no idea that was so. That was very helpful in itself for sure.
Yeah.
Do you the people that struggle using Marketing Pro or any kind of email marketing? Do you find it's like lack of like ideas on creating sequences? Like they just don't like they can't think about like if somebody books an estimate, you can start a sequence before you go out on the job. And then after that type of job, if it's not closed, do you find that the ones that aren't utilizing Marketing Pro to the best ability, that's kind of like the one of the bigger problems is they just can't like envision these sequences and what kind of content needs to get out there?
Yeah, I generally agree with that. We're working on that to a particular feature to help make it easier to do that, to do campaigns sort of in a box. The audience building seems to be the hardest part because we let you do basically anything. You can kind of automate off anything you want. We put in example audiences to help make it easier and the templates and all that. But I would say generally that's where they get caught up. But again, it's still easier than trying to do targeted marketing without it. And if you don't have Marketing Pro, I beg everyone out there for the good of your business, try to do some targeted email marketing, at least once a month. I know it can take it's extra work, but it's definitely worth it because you want to maximize the value of every customer you get. And the best way to do that is to, email market, direct mail, retention marketing, all that.
Tell me this, you're a numbers guy. Do you know the numbers where we've hit the too many emails, and is there a minimum that's like a sweet spot?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. In my work at my previous company in that dealt with e-commerce, it's actually something that we want to bring to the trades eventually. But the idea of like personalization, that's also something that can be personalized. Some people can tolerate more emails or want more emails than others.
Sure.
We do have a feature in there identifying if somebody's dormant. You can just filter them out of your list, but that's a personalizable thing, I think, in the future.
So if they're dormant, is that bad? I mean, should we not try and like, hey, let's get to the top of your email inbox?
So if somebody hasn't done a job for you or if somebody hasn't interacted with you for like 2 years.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Why are you going to continue to email them? Like at that point, you're probably, in their promos tab and they just don't pay attention.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Well, and I think it's important and I always stress this to people. So email automation is probably the first thing I would set up based on filters and audience and stuff like that. But for those people that, if they haven't heard from you in 2 years, you're also doing something wrong in your business.
Right.
Like, especially most business, we do try to turn service calls into maintenance and new installs into maintenance. Like you try to keep, so that way we don't have these crazy demand seasons where everyone wants maintenance and service and installs all at the same time. And then we got 3 months where we don't have anything. Send out even if it's just once a month or once every other month, send out something, some kind of education, find an educational piece somewhere else, turn it into your words and send it out. Like it doesn't even need to take that much work, but at least send something, touch base with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're not
on up to date on your business, like, did you add a new employee? Send something out to your audience, because if they don't hear from you, guess what? They're going to forget about you the next time they need somebody. And I think Marketing Pro also handles bulk emails, correct? It's not just an email automation. Yeah,
it does. But if you're not using Marketing Pro, use the automation. And we have like a way to automate on idle, what we call idle accounts. So people that you haven't had a call from in a while, you can automate those emails to them. But if you're not on it, just send, like you said, one touch base a month. Like that's not too much email. Like I get emails actually every day from all kinds of companies and e-commerce. And once a month, I don't think is over emailing anybody.
No, and honestly, I mean, if there's companies you've done business with and you start figuring out the content game, people will actually look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
I do think I won't go into video too much because I love video, so just Tersh, but creating videos is if you're not doing it or you've heard of it and you don't know where to start, I would start asking questions, because if you're not doing video very soon, just text type stuff is going to be very, I tell you, kids don't watch or read. They watch videos. That's what they do all day long. So the days of text marketing is going to be, there's still a place for it, but
yeah,
videos are easier to watch.
Are there any templates out there for a video if we want to embed a video into it? Do you know?
Well, you can embed links. Okay. Like
I think you can embed the YouTube link in there, and you can even embed like a thumbnail. If you really get into it, you can do stuff like
that. You can embed the thumbnail. If you try to get it to play, there's hacks where you can try to get it to play. Do not do that, because that's a way you can go to spam.
Good to know. Because that's exactly where my mind was going.
Right. Like, I mean, you think about it, somebody's scrolling through their email, a video starts playing and noise, you know, it's kind of not cool. I mean, from the consumer standpoint.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Especially if it's set up to autoplay and then you're like, oh,
they're in a quiet place where they're not supposed to be checking.
They're blasting the video. Yeah. And then all of a sudden that's happened to all of us at one point or another.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Awesome. So what's coming down the line, I guess, with Marketing Pro and the product?
Yeah. The vision of Marketing Pro is, you know, to become this comprehensive data-driven marketing automation platform for the trades. So we started with email, but we have a reputation management solution that we could talk about a little bit, where we're doing things on the conversion side with web scheduler and the chat to texting. But we want to be full funnel, and we think we got an opportunity to do that for the trades in a pretty interesting way. So that means on the awareness part of the funnel, helping optimize your ads. We have some cool betas going on right now around using the data within ServiceTitan to help optimize ads. We're coming out with the D&I solution to help get better data and more complete data into ServiceTitan.
D&I is dynamic number insertion, right? Correct. So that way you can track the essentially a little earlier in the funnel where the lead came from to your website to the conversion aspect. Right.
And also integrating that into the web scheduler. So you don't want to get campaign attribution for web scheduler. Like, that doesn't tell you anything. You want to know where they came from higher in that funnel, and just having more visibility there.
Are you guys working on anything with, and I know there's probably a lot of areas to, or muddied waters for text messaging, but are you guys working on anything for, along with the email campaigns, like text message campaigns, stuff like that?
Yeah. Just went into, I want to say it's going to go into open beta this week. Is our SMS for recurring services feature. So it's a pretty, just because there's a lot of rules around text messaging.
Yeah.
This is a transactional message that's built on a prior business relationship. So if they have a recurring service that's set up, this is a reminder text that they'll get to schedule the service. That's going to be, eventually that'll be to all ServiceTitan customers, having the SMS recurring service. In the future, we want to look at SMS for marketing as well. There's a lot of rules around that, and it's just taking time to develop that out.
Yeah, there's a ton of rules around that, and especially as more and more, and e-commerce is going to ruin it for all of us, right?
Yep.
Right.
They're gonna screw it up so bad that by the time in election season. They're gonna screw it up so bad by the time it gets around to us, it's, you know, it will be, at least we'll know the rules and we won't make those mistakes. But
Yeah. Awesome. With all the A2P 10 DLC stuff, I'm sure maybe you haven't heard about that, but that's a whole new set of rules and on text messaging that we're all dealing with right now. So
that's where we had to register our phone numbers, didn't we, or something?
Yeah.
To
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. As far as more of the future, obviously we're sort of working on the awareness, the consideration part of the funnel. We already have reputation management and some interesting data on reputation. Let me bring this up really quick. So this is just within ServiceTitan. So those who are using it versus those who are not. Those who are using reputation management to generate more reviews their call volume growth is 18% versus 13%. So that's pretty significant. And their revenue growth is higher as well. Again, like even if you're not using Marketing Pro, please use a reputation management solution. Like this is how people decide on whether to call you versus somebody else. It also goes into, as we know, SEO rankings now. Like they're looking at social, at the number of reviews you have, whether you're responding to those reviews. They're looking at all that is getting, obviously Google doesn't say, but mm-hmm. there's some evidence to support that those go into the algorithm on how you show up on your GMB pages. So reputation is really important. And then obviously the conversion piece we already talked about, and then retention. We have direct mail is a newer feature. Email, we're going to continue to improve as time goes on with some more advanced features that I'm sort of bringing from the e-commerce space into Marketing Pro.
Awesome. Yeah, I think it's what I like about ServiceTitan's made these hires where like people like you, they come from the side where marketing automation is already really advanced and trying to bring that to the trades. And I know they've done that with a few other people that I know that are with you guys now. So I think it's interesting, like just the strategy of what they're trying to do and try to bring some of this stuff to us. So that way we can figure out how that works. Obviously a service business versus retail is different, but try to figure out how that works and how that looks in the service space where we're trying to get in front of some, we're getting in someone's home versus picking out a product. But I think you guys are on the right track, especially with the marketing automation. I know that's the piece I loved. Of course I'm a bit of a marketing nerd. So, the other stuff, I like the numbers and stuff too, the marketing side where we're creating all these automated sequences and stuff like that was fun for me. And I think it's not only the future, it's today. Like that's the present.
Yeah.
The more you can get ingrained with this now, you can stay on top of future changes, but that is present and future.
I think talking the biggest about, thing, you're good.
Sort of circling back to what we were originally talking about with the way consumers want to interact. This is part of keeping that conversation going, right? Through digital means. It's sending the thank you card. It's reminding them about their upcoming mm-hmm. service appointment. It's just checking in and letting them know updates on your business or something you're doing in the community. But it's keeping the conversation going long term.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the biggest thing for me as a business owner is the automation aspect of it. Like it's I don't have to worry about it constantly as long as it's set and it's operating properly. I can just revisit it every so often. I think that's one of the biggest takeaways that I have of the whole process.
Yeah, you set it once and then work on other aspects of your business, and then come back and set another one once you start seeing that it's working. Awesome. So, if any of you guys that are interested, you can certainly book a demo with ServiceTitan. I'm sure they would go over some more of the features. Maybe you could see the back end of the Marketing Pro product and stuff like that. They would just go to servicetitan.com, right? Is that
where
you guys usually have to go book demos?
Yeah, there's a Marketing Pro landing page if you click around on ServiceTitan and you can book a demo specifically for that.
We will put that in the show notes just in case I'll get the link and put that in the show notes when we get that ready. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about, David?
I could talk about marketing all day.
You and me both.
No, not really. Just, you know, whether you're on ServiceTitan or not, just pay attention to these things. You know, retention marketing, your online reputation, you know, even, you know, to how much you're spending on ads and making sure that you're optimizing those things. It's really important. Like, you want to get the most out of every customer. Like, the cheapest customer you could acquire is one that you already have.
True story.
Amen.
So like email is a pretty effective way to get more jobs and referrals and stuff like that. And don't forget about that. I know there's a lot of stuff in ads and how to acquire more customers, but don't forget about the customers you already have. That's going to be your best source.
That is a great way to end the show. That's a great sticking point. So hopefully people stick around to hear it, because it's such an off forgotten thing. And I know Sarah and I talk about that all the time in the marketing pro group and other places, that you have, if you've been in business for any 5-10 years, you have a list, a really nice list of customers. Use it. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like you got to go spend $5,000 to $10,000 a month on new client acquisition right now. Squeeze the juice out of your list, because right. It's there. You just don't know it because you haven't touched base with them.
And another thing that you mentioned there, Josh, that just in case you're not aware of it, if you're not aware and you're a ServiceTitan user, there is the ServiceTitan Mastermind group on Facebook. And if you're marketing, if you use Marketing Pro, they have a Facebook group also. So use those to ask questions and definitely reach out to the team over at ServiceTitan, and they will definitely help you out. And Sarah, she's obviously full of a lot of great information also. She was adding a lot of messages here in the chat. So with that being said, thank you so much, David, for spending some time with us today and really helping us understand what you have going on, plus the real benefit to using marketing automation in general.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. Awesome. Happy to come back anytime.
Cool, man. We appreciate it. We'll see you.
Thank you, David.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Service Business Mastery. Now that you are equipped with essential business advice from this impactful conversation, you are one step closer to becoming the successful owner of your dreams. If this episode has been helpful to your business journey, don't forget to subscribe to the show, leave a rating, and share it with other owners as well. Visit servicebusinessmastery.com to learn more.